every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad, and with me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, it was great seeing you at the Los Angeles Auto Show. Was a vehicle there that caught your eye?
Yeah, I thought the Kia Telluride was kind of an interesting look. Sister to the Palisade, but a little bit more rugged and off-road ready.
I had a chance to talk with its designer, Tom Kearns. Now, we're going to have that interview coming up in a later show here. There's plenty of automotive news to talk about this week. The North American Car, Truck, and Utility Vehicle of the Year finalists have been announced. They were announced in Los Angeles as jurors. Matt and I are both jurors. We'll have behind-the-scenes commentary for you. The U.S. Department of Transportation has a new crash test dummy that better represents women, and we'll have the details on that in a few minutes. We're going to try and avoid jokes on that. Tesla is embroiled in yet another controversy, and we'll tell you much more about that coming up. And Hyundai showed off a cool new concept at the Los Angeles show. We'll give you our takes on that. Matt, the North American Car of the Year finalists had some surprises in it, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, in the utility segment, we had one of the most expensive and one of the cheapest EVs on the market as finalists, so it'll be interesting competition.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/autoinsurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt and I are both longtime auto journalists. There's a lot of long times in that sentence, Matt, and members of the North American Car of the Year jury. Now, Matt, you have a new book that has just hit the market. We're going to talk about that a little later, but tell us the name of it.
It's titled Mercedes-AMG Race Bred Performance, and it's a history of the AMG Performance Division of Mercedes, how it came to be, and some of the products that they have on the market today.
Very cool. What's your test vehicle?
My test vehicle is an Audi A5, which was a very interesting luxury sedan.
I'm going to be testing the 2026 Hyundai Ioniq 9, an electric vehicle in calligraphy trim. Our special guest is a really interesting guy. Matthew Jones is a car enthusiast, and he started a trailer sharing website. So stay with us for that. We're going to have so much more coming up. We're glad you're with us right here on America on the Road.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35 plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nerad back with you. Chris Teague off this week having some stuff done on his house. So Matt and I are getting the chance to talk. We always love that. And of course, Matt is a North American Car of the Year juror, one of the founders of that organization. I came along somewhat later than that, but Matt, we're both on the jury. And the finalists have been announced at the Los Angeles Auto Show. That was kind of a very nice event right at the beginning of the Los Angeles Auto Show. Kind of interesting contenders this time around. Maybe I'll tell about the North American Car of the Year finalists, and then we can kick that around a little bit. For Car of the Year, they are the Dodge Charger, the Honda Prelude, and the Nissan Sentra. What's your take on this trio?
It's really interesting. You know, the Charger is a big traditional sort of American luxury car, but it also has an electric version that may or may not be around much longer, which is kind of ironic. The Prelude is very interesting because it's a reintroduction of sort of the personal sporty coupe. And it's really kind of fun to drive. It's very interesting because it uses an electric motor instead of a transmission. So there's some interesting technology there. And then we have the Nissan Sentra as the third, you know, a traditional compact sedan, very nicely equipped. We'll see how well it does.
Yeah, and in some ways, maybe that's the most important of the vehicles, or certainly in the biggest segment. But at the same time, you have that really interesting tech from both the Charger and the Prelude, different kind of tech, but interesting tech. So I think there's a lot of interesting stuff to choose from here. As an old muscle car guy from way back, I love the Charger, and I love you know, kind of both flavors of this, the electric and the Daytona, and then the six-pack that's kind of cool. You have a favorite amongst this?
I'm kind of leaning towards the Prelude because it is different. From what's out on the market today. The Sentra is a very nice vehicle, but last year the Civic Hybrid won, and I don't think the Sentra really brings anything new to the table. The Charger is pretty strong, though. The fact that they do have an electric version and that straight six is amazing. I mean, it makes over 500 horsepower. It's just really a true American muscle car.
Yeah, I think Charger has something for everybody there, so that might carry the day. We'll see about that. Let's talk about trucks real quick. The Ford Maverick Lobo Ram 1500 Hemi, the return of a favorite, and the Ram 2500, their heavy-duty truck. What are your thoughts on those three?
Well, you know, I like the fact that they've reintroduced the Hemi to the 1500 Ram. Much needed. I think they're going to do very well with that. The 2500, really, you know, it's the Cummins diesel, nice interior, nothing new there. But I did like the Lobo a lot. I thought the technology there, they're trying to make it more of a driver's pickup, which is kind of a, you know, contradiction in terms. But they pulled it off. They've really done a nice job with it. So it'll be, I think it'll be tight between the 1500 and the Lobo.
Yeah, I mean, much as I love the Ram 1500, and I've loved it for a long time, especially with the Hemi engine, it's kind of just warmed over. Here it is again. We have the V8 back again, where I think the Maverick Lobo is bringing something new to the party. So I think that might be my favorite there.
I agree.
Think, those are great choices. And then with utility of the year, I mean, these finalists, this is a wide-ranging kind of crazy group.
I think we had 18 or 19 eligible vehicles. We do that drive back in Ann Arbor, and it was just it was a slog getting through all of them. But we have, you know, at the top end, the Lucid Gravity, which is kind of like an SUV version of the Lucid sedan. And then at the bottom end of the electric market, we have the Leaf, which is an entry-level EV, about, you know, starts at around $30,000. Nissan is trying to portray it as a crossover SUV. It's still a hatchback car. I mean, I'm sorry. I own a Leaf. As much as I like the new Leaf, it's not an SUV in my estimation. And right in the middle of the pack is the Palisade Hybrid, which is a terrific full-size three-row SUV that gets over 30 miles per gallon.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very imposing vehicle, too. I mean, the previous edition of the Palisade was a very good vehicle and had a lot of proponents. But, man, I think they've taken it a long way here. I have one in my driveway right now to do further evaluation, so we'll talk about that. But this is an interesting group, I think. And what's most interesting to me was what isn't there. Maybe my favorite amongst the bunch is the new Toyota RAV4, the best-selling vehicle, I think, in 2024. I mean, and a whole new generation of that that's all hybrid. How that didn't make the finals, I just can't tell you. It's just a mind-blower.
I think one of the things that hurt them was the fact that they weren't able to get one to the drive in Ann Arbor. They did take a lot of the jurors to the preview of the vehicle, but I don't think enough of the jurors had enough experience with the new RAV4 to vote for it, and it hurt them. The other one, which was my dark horse, was also the VW Tiguan. A beautiful interior, terrific compact. They really raised their game on it. And again, it's very affordable. It starts at, you know, right around $30,000. So I was kind of surprised that didn't show stronger.
Yeah, terrific vehicle. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you pointed that out. Well, let's jump from that to this new crash test dummy, because the U.S. Department of Transportation says it's finally willing to acknowledge that something women have known for a long time, that seat belts are not particularly designed for them. And so they have designed a new crash test dummy that is supposedly going to reflect women's real bodies rather than putting falsies on a male dummy, which I think is what they've done in the past. What's your take on this? It kind of long overdue, don't you think?
It's about time, you know, and this is nothing new. I mean, that's the thing that really astounds me about this story. Here we are, 2025, and they're just getting around to doing this. And I remember 30 or 40 years ago, they actually had pregnant crash test dummies. You know, they had like...
If
pregnant women are different than men, obviously, then women are also different than men. You know, why didn't you have a non-pregnant woman dummy? It just escapes me.
Yeah, that's a long time coming, I'm glad it has come. Let's talk about this latest Tesla controversy, because there's been another Model 3 fire. And the thing that's frightening to me here is the fact that not only do the vehicles burst into flames occasionally, and when electric vehicles burn, boy, they burn. Yeah. It's a rough thing. But what was most problematical was the vehicle's door handles, which are electric, failed to operate. And that resulted in trapping people within the vehicle. I mean, that's a giant problem. And it's something we're seeing. The more you see, quote unquote, tech like these electric door handles, you're going to see stuff in that, not just in Teslas, but I think in vehicles across the board.
Yeah, you know, I think the manufacturers have to take a step back from some of this technology. Now, I don't know if it's cost driven. to go with these electronic door latches and things, you have to have a way to get out of a vehicle, you know, whether it's gas or electric. The thing about that makes it even more terrifying, though, with the electric vehicles, that those fires really burn hot and long, and they're very difficult to put out. It's just really a frightening scenario.
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, here's something we both saw at the Los Angeles Auto Show, the Hyundai Crater off-road concept, a striking-looking vehicle. What's your take on that?
I thought it was kind of cool. You know, it shows that the Koreans are interested in hardcore off-road, that it's not going to be left to Jeep and Land Rover. It'll be interesting to see if it's just a one-off model or if they're going to try to spin out a whole family of vehicles for the off-road set. So, but striking looking, good. I didn't care for the name. To me, a crater is a big smoking hole in the ground. But
a big hole.
Yeah, right. Nice vehicle.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I think we're going to see a lot of that styling coming in vehicles from Hyundai moving forward. So I think it's very cool. And if you like a kind of off-road, I mean, really kind of manly or masculine looking vehicles, I mean, that's certainly one of them. So take a look at that. We'll have some photos up on our website to show that as well. When we come back, we will be testing two very cool cars. Remind us of the car you're testing, Matt.
The Audi A5 Sportback.
Can't wait to talk about that. And I was driving the Hyundai, speaking of Hyundai, the Hyundai Ioniq 9. So stay with us for all of that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo. Jack Nierad back with you. Chris Teague off this week, but Matt substituting so capably, and he has a really cool car to talk about in the road test segment, the latest Audi. Tell us about it.
The A5, which is actually a sedan. You know, in a world of SUVs, it's kind of refreshing to get into something that's a little bit more traditional car-based. And, you know, when I drove it, I've driven it twice. I drove it at the Car of the Year testing it back in Michigan for 20 minutes or so. And then I had one for a week here out in California.
Good for you.
And I liked it. I mean, I think it's a different, you know, feeling. You're sit closer to the ground. It takes a little more effort to get in and out of the vehicle. But I think the vehicle the Germans really have a secret sauce when it comes to handling. Steering was spot on, brakes felt good. The 2-liter engine, which, you know, this is kind of the base model, makes 268 horsepower, 295 pound-feet of torque. Plenty of power for that type of package. And then there's the versatility of this liftback. So it's actually a hatchback. It looks like a sedan, but you have this liftback, and it's great. I mean, you drop the back seats, and it offers you almost SUV-like cargo carrying capabilities, and it's just comfortable. My only, the price is a little steep. This one is slotted, it kind of replaces the A4. It's moved up a little in price. It starts at about $50,000, which ironically is about the average price of a new vehicle. But the interface system, I found a little difficult to use. It's a touch screen, a lot of capacitive touch things, some issues with starting the car up, and then, you know, it has a personalization.
That's a problem.
Yeah, well, you start it up, and then it says, are you a guest? Are you this? And you're punching all these different buttons. And some of the features didn't, you know, I had a hard time getting the radio to work, but I did get it to work eventually. The navigation system was good. They're powered by Alexa, so you talk to Alexa and she'll get you to wherever you want to go. And that's the other thing I did like, is that it's more of a natural voice command system. You just say what you want and they'll kind of figure it out. Some of these cars, you have to go through a specific protocol to get what you want, and it can be very frustrating to use at times. So
yeah, and I think using the voice control like Alexa kind of gets you past everything being in the touchscreen, right? I mean, you can tell the car to do stuff, and I think as you get more comfortable with talking to your car, it helps out a lot.
Right. And you had experience in the S5, which is the more powerful, sporty version of
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I jumped in that S5, and number one, I love being in a sedan. It was very cool to be in a lower vehicle, and I lowered my old bones into it and really had a great time in it. And I just was wowed almost from the beginning about how good that car is. I mean, it is just absolutely spectacular in terms of just overall performance, plus being comfortable. A 5-passenger vehicle with, as you say, a lot of interior space and a lot of cargo space. I'm an auto journalist, so I love hatchbacks. I'm not sure that the average car buyer in the United States is such a fan of that. But I think the nice thing about the A5 and the S5 is they disguise that hatch pretty well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And that S5 is a monster. It's got a V6 turbocharged engine that makes 362 horsepower and over 400 pound-feet of torque. So it is a real rocket. Audi is known for its all-wheel drive system, so you'll have very sure-footed handling. Very nice vehicles. I think in the A5 I was driving, the fuel economy was pretty decent. It's a combined 26 mpg. You can get 31 on the highway, which isn't bad. So for the money and the luxury and having something that you're not going to see on every corner, I think Audi's done a pretty good job.
Yeah, I think you have somewhat of the practicality of an SUV. Certainly, it's not a tall vehicle. You're not sitting up above traffic, but I think there's a lot to like about this. And the fact that they folded together the A4 and the Sportback and all that into one vehicle that's both good looking and really fun to use, fun to drive, I think it's a winner. I really liked it a lot. Well, I was driving a vehicle very different than that, the Ioniq 9. I drove it in calligraphy form. The Ioniq 9, if you're not acquainted with it, and probably you're not, because I don't think a lot of people are, is a three-row electric vehicle meant to be full-size. I think Hyundai is positioning it as, quote-unquote, a full-size SUV, and maybe from an interior space point of view, they have a point. From the outside, it doesn't look full-size. If you put it next to, say, a Chevy Tahoe or Suburban, I don't think you're going to say, oh, they're the same they're the same size vehicle. But it's a pretty cool vehicle. It uses the Hyundai eGMP platform that they use on so many of their vehicles, including vehicles we've reviewed here, the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, of course. Then they, you know, scale it to make it a full-size family hauler. They put a long-range battery in it. And one of its secret sauces is its charging capability, so we'll talk about that. It is in calligraphy trim. It's the most luxurious version of this car. It features the highest level of noise isolation, which in electric, there's not much noise except tire noise and the wind rushing by it. From a 50,000-foot level, what's your take on Ioniq 9 before I dive into this even more?
It's pretty cool. You know, I think the styling is kind of striking. When you walk up behind the vehicle, it really kind of looks like a spaceship. You know, the back end tapers down a little bit. They have this kind of interesting LED light arrangement that wraps around the hatch. And it's really a different looking vehicle, which I think if you have an EV, you kind of want to stand out from the crowd. And certainly the Ioniq 9 does that.
Yeah. I think maybe there is that element of EV ownership that wants to do that. I think if they're trying to broaden the base of EV buyers, maybe they don't want to make it so spaceship-like, yeah. But I guess we'll have to see how that all unfolds. Let's talk about drivetrain here. All Ioniq 9 models use a 110.3 kilowatt-hour battery. So that's standardized. In a lot of electric vehicles, you have all kinds of different battery types and drive types, and it gets confusing. I don't know how people even figure out how to order them. This is available in rear-wheel drive, dual-motor all-wheel drive. There is a high-performance all-wheel drive version of this. The longest-range version is the rear-drive version, which is one of the lower-level versions, actually. Posts up to 335 miles of estimated range, which that's pretty substantial, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, that's one of the things, you know, we used to go through specs and, you know, there'd be all these different engine types and all this other stuff. EVs now, they come in about six different range options, and it all gets down to, you know, whether it's, you know, you're driving one axle or you're driving both axles, how much accessory loads you have on it, how heavy the vehicle is. So, like with the Ioniq 9, you can go from, I think, around 280, maybe up to 335
like
in
that.
Range.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ironic is that the more range you get, the cheaper the vehicle is. You know, like the really all-in high performance has the worst range.
Right. I mean, I'll run through the powertrain thing a little bit. The long-range rear-wheel drive motor model has a 214-horsepower rear motor, or driving the rear wheels anyway. The long-range all-wheel drive adds an 89-horsepower front motor, so you get 303-horsepower. And then the performance model has dual 211-horsepower motors for 422-horsepower. So kind of interesting, but as you say, as you go up in horsepower, you go down in range. So, and as you go up in price in horsepower, you go down in range, which is kind of an oddball thing when people are so concentrated on range. Now, you're an electric vehicle driver. How important is range? Like, is 330 miles of range a lot better than 280, or does it not make much difference?
Well, I look at it a little bit differently. You know, I agree. I think range is very important. I think the thing is, do you really need a sub-5-second three-row SUV.
Right,
and,
yeah,
and that's exactly the thing. These things offer incredible performance. You're paying for it. But what are you going to use that? You're hauling around the kids to go to a soccer game? You're going to be, you know, street racing?
I'm with you. I think you're probably just as well off with a 214-horsepower long-range vehicle to do exactly what you're talking about doing, and it'll do all of that. I talked a little bit about the charging. It charges very fast because it uses 800-volt charging. Now, right. It will charge fast if you can find a charger that is compatible with that, and I think it's like 350-kilowatt charger or something like that. You need to do that, but it's not just every fast charger is going to charge that amount. It is 350-kilowatt charger will give you, a lot of range in a fairly short period of time. I think close to 80% or to 80% in something like 15 minutes, which is great. I mean, you get a cup of coffee and, have a comfort stop and move on from there. But, this is not a vehicle, as you say, that I think is going to be used for cross-country driving very much. I think it's more picking up kids at the soccer game,
yep,
or, taking carpool to school and that kind of thing. And I think for that kind of operation, it is a terrific vehicle to do that. I think the only thing that stands in the way there, and it is luxurious inside, and the infotainment system, very, very good. I think we both like the Hyundai infotainment system. But what I'm getting to here is price. I mean, this is $77,000. I think that's a lot of change for this thing. What do you think?
Yeah, it's an expensive piece, and I think that it'll only appeal to the fraction of the market.
Yeah, I'm with you. And when we come back, we'll have a terrific guest for you. Matthew Jones is the founder of a fascinating trailer sharing site called Tolos. You'll enjoy our interview that we have with him. He's an interesting guy. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Run.
Bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America. Red back with you, and we have a terrific guest, really interesting guy, fascinating career path for our next guest. His name is Matthew Jones. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, because your career arc is a really interesting one.
Yeah, Jack, it's an honor to be here. I appreciate it. I'm a bit of a nomad in some ways. I like to tell people that I'm a recovering orthopedic surgeon and now a starving entrepreneur.
Yeah, well, that's a cool thing. And you have founded a company called Tolos, which is a trailer sharing marketplace. Tell us about that and, you know, the genesis of that, because I think there's an interesting story behind that.
So, yeah, it's Tolos, and you pronounced it correctly, so good on you.
One in a row.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Google, if you type in Tolos, Google likes to try to redirect you to towels. And, you know, so it's like, no, Tolos, T-O-W-L-O-S.
Right.
Don't redirect me to, I don't want to look at towels. And so it's a trailer sharing marketplace, just like what you'd think of Airbnb, but rather than homes, we deal with trailers, you know, and for those who know Turo, T-U-R-O, that's a peer-to-peer car rental marketplace. And I kind of got familiar with Turo, I think about 10 years ago, and I just kind of loved the concept of it, right? I mean, 92% of cars sit there unused. We all know those cars that just sit in your driveway, sit in your garage, sit in the parking lot at your work. And so Tolos follows a very, very similar concept where we're trying to make better use of these underutilized assets. And we by being a peer-to-peer marketplace, we give people an opportunity to monetize something that they own.
They own and mostly don't use, right? I mean, you see grass growing under trailers a lot of times, right?
Right.
Because they're used maybe a dozen times, half a dozen times a year or
90%
less.
Of these trailers, Jack, are not used, you know, similar to the cars, right? So we like to think of this as just making better use of the world's resources. You know, it's a cool way to kind of be a part of that kind of that shared economy. And what we've realized, Jack, is that unit economics of renting a trailer, we focus on car haulers, dump trailers, horse trailers, boat trailers, utility trailers, specialty trailers, motorcycle trailers, you know, things that you can't rent from U-Haul. Mm-hmm. We don't really focus on RVs. We don't focus on things that require a CDL. So none of the big semi trailers.
Okay.
And so we have a kind of a fairly...
And not like a house trailer or camping trailer or something like that.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Not an RV, not a camper. Exactly. That's right. There's a couple other really good peer-to-peer marketplaces that have done that now. I think most a couple of those outdoorsy and RV share are a couple of the ones that might come to mind. We got our start in 2021. I was solving my own problem, Jack. I just got a C7 Corvette, which you may be able to see behind me. And I met a couple Corvette buddies, and they were like, "Have you tracked your car?" And I said, "No." And they said, "Do you want to?" And I said, "I'm not sure."
Right.
And they convinced me. You know, we all need a buddy, right? Rarely do we do something nefarious on our own. And so started going to a couple tracks around Chicago. I know you're a Chicago guy, and so we drove our cars up to Road Atlanta, Jack, which is just up there in Wisconsin, about
Road America.
Yeah. Right up there in Wisconsin, beautiful part of the country, mm-hmm. iconic racetrack. And that's kind of where I got my first, you know, my first experience on a racetrack. And so I think I got
it
a
could
little
be scary
spoiled.
In a Corvette, I think.
It was.
Because that's a high-speed track.
Yeah. That's a big track. That's a big track. Yeah, exactly. High, you know, some big braking zones. And so that we kind of, you know, we got the bug, and we thought, man, it would be so cool to get to other places like VIR or Mid-Ohio or NCM or Road Atlanta, get to some of these other race, these iconic racetracks. And we were like, okay, it doesn't make, even though we have street legal cars, these are not race cars.
Right.
We don't want to get stranded there. So let's just rent a trailer. My buddy had a truck. And let's then you know, we can increase the chance that we will get there safely and that we will return safely and
right.
not ruin a weekend that we had kind of planned months in advance, you know. And so what we found is that it was surprisingly hard to rent the right trailer. You can rent a U-Haul car hauler, and that's great for hauling a Honda Accord, but it does not work well if you're trying to haul a sports car or a race car. And so I started talking to some of these guys that were in the paddock. Some of these guys had enclosed trailers. A lot of them had open car haulers, and you know, just started asking them how often they used their trailer. And the answer was always the same, 2 to 5 weekends a year.
Yeah.
It was that answer every time. And so that's what kind of got me thinking, like, I wonder if we could serve two different populations with the same business, you know. And so that was kind of the origin for Tolo. So it is a bit of a motorsports inspired. We've then expanded into more, you know, things like dump trailers. But what we love is the passion, the enthusiasm. We see trailers as just a tool. We want to inspire people and decrease the barriers to allow people to take their ATVs out into the desert. To take these guys, you may know more about this than I do, but these guys that love their Jeeps and they love to take them out to Moab, you know, and they're not driving those things out there, they're hauling those things.
Yeah. And they're wise if they're hauling them as opposed to driving them, because it wouldn't be all that comfortable to take a long street drive in those vehicles, right?
Yeah. So that's kind of how it started, Jack. Mm-hmm. It's been a pretty exciting journey. I am an orthopedic surgeon by training, as I mentioned at the beginning. I did that for 10 years. I worked at Northwestern in Chicago, and I enjoyed that. For those inside medicine, they'll understand this. For those outside, that may be a little bit harder, but I would say I enjoyed 95% of orthopedic surgery. I did not love American medicine, and at least the way that medicine has kind of gone over the last two decades. Yeah. And it's become more corporatized. It's become the distance between a patient and a doc has gotten pushed apart.
Yes.
And it's kind of, there's been some wedges that have come in, whether it's insurance, whether it's bureaucracy, whether it's just other things. And I think it's unfortunately it's decreased some of the professionalism of this still very noble profession. And my wife's an internist, and so I have all the respect in the world for docs. I made a massive pivot about 4 years ago. I guess I did both for about a year before pivoting full time into running this tech startup.
What was the discussion at home when you decided to do this?
Don't ask me that.
I really want to know, because I'm really curious about that.
As you can imagine, one of the things, I go around and I do a little bit of keynote speaking, and then I've been on several podcasts kind of just sharing this journey, because it is somewhat unusual. But one of the things that I say is, always remember that your spouse is your number one investor, you know, you always have to keep that in mind. And you have to have a spouse that is supportive. I mean, this is running a tech startup is hard enough, even, you know, but think about if you add on a spouse that's just kind of bitter or just not supportive. So I have to give all the credit in the world to Emily, who allowed me to take this leap. I mean, this was, it was, and it still is a leap. And we're not kind of through it yet. We're still, you know, we're still in. So in the tech world, we use this term called, some people call it the trough of sorrow, or I call it the trough of despair, where, you know, it's these gears that are turning, and they maybe haven't quite meshed yet. So you haven't quite found product market fit. And so it's these gears that are spinning. And so it's this. So we're probably just now climbing out of the trough of despair.
What have you learned that is customer focused? I mean, obviously you have to be customer focused at something like this and provide a service that others aren't providing, hopefully. I mean, that's kind of marketing 101. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, so I think one of the, you might think, man, there's, you know, what kind of parallels are there between trailers and and surgery. And at first, the answer is very little. One thing that, though, that I would say has helped us and helped our team is, as a doc, of course, we're taught to listen well, right? So you ask good questions of your patients, and they say that 95% of the time, you know the diagnosis. Like I saw patients all the time for shoulder pain. They come in with shoulder pain, mm-hmm. and I try to ask a bunch of different questions and really try to listen. 95% of the time, I was pretty sure of the diagnosis before I even examined the patient. And so then what you're doing is you're in some ways confirming your suspected diagnosis, right? And so we've carried those same principles into Tolos because we try hard. We have kind of two separate audiences. We call them hosts and guests. You know, hosts are our trailer owners and guests are our trailer renters. And rather than trying to come in kind of with some ego, thinking we have some kind of these good ideas that we're going to roll this out and people are going to love it, we've worked backwards where we say, no, let's go out there. Let's talk to our early adopters. Let's try to understand their pain. And again, that's natural for me to do because my job is to uncover the source of people's pain.
Literal pain, yeah.
And then, exactly, and then see if we can just solve that. And sometimes we can, and sometimes we can't. But if we can understand where their pain points are, and if we can leverage technology to solve those, we're doing pretty well.
Yeah. It strikes me one of the hurdles here is getting enough hosts, right? Getting enough trailers, the proper trailers, a kind of a consistent presentation to people. And it's not going to be super consistent because it's going to be individual trailers, I think, and kind of one-offs as opposed to you go to a big brand and every trailer is similar, a U-Haul kind of situation. Talk about that a little bit, just recruiting the trailer owner to participate.
Yep, and you're exactly right, Jack. I mean, because it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? It's our focus is, I mean, the whole part of what we offer is these kind of different specialty trailers. So you're exactly right. And so in any marketplace, there's always this chicken and egg problem, right? You're working through, you're trying to build, you don't control either one. The challenge of a marketplace like this is that you don't control the supply. It's not like we can just go to the factory and say, hey, there's some big demand for our product. Let's increase our production. So we have to find ways to increase our supply, and that's what you're talking about, and then match it with the demand. And so that's a hard thing, and then you're trying to kind of constantly find that kind of that dynamic equilibrium.
All right, tell us, you know, as a guest, if somebody needs a trailer, how do they just go about doing that whole thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You just go to towlos.com, TOWLOS, and it'll take you right there. Again, as an orthopedic surgeon, I have a high demand for attention to detail. That's another thing that I've carried over, and we've tried to, hopefully people will kind of see the design, the emphasis on design with the website. It's designed to be intuitive, and it's designed to be mobile friendly. We don't have an app yet, Jack. We're probably going to do that. That probably might be Q2 of 2026. Mm-hmm. So right now, it's just towlos.com. On most 92% of our users are on their phones, and so you just go to Tolos on your mobile browser, and then you can type in your city and state, hit the magnifying glass, and it'll pull up the trailers, and then you can always filter for the type of trailer that you want. But that's about it, and it'll just walk you through the steps, and you can rent it right there in your PJs.
Yeah, well, I did that, found it to be very, very easy. So
okay,
something
great.
Works really well. Well, you know, we've come to the end of this segment. Fascinating stuff. I hope we could talk again, and I want to check in with you to see how this develops over time, because I think it's such a great idea. It's cool that you came out of the motorsports thing, and you're a car guy, and maybe we can talk about that a little more the next time.
Let's
we
do that.
Chat. Yeah, that would be great, because I'd love to talk cars with you, as I am happy to talk cars with pretty much anybody. So
yeah.
Great to meet you. Great to talk with you. And we look forward to doing it again. Remind us again of the name of your site and all that stuff.
Yep. Just towlos.com, TOWLOS.com. Thanks, Jack. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Nerad with you. This is normally our listener question portion of the program, but Matt has a new book, so I want to hear about that. Let's spend this time talking about your new book. Tell us the title and tell us all about it, Matt.
It's called Mercedes-AMG Race Bred Performance, and it tells the story of how AMG came to be. And it started with a couple of sort of disaffected engineers at Mercedes who wanted to go racing at a time the factory had wanted nothing to do with racing. So they left the company and they started tuning race cars, and the factory wasn't too happy about them being a tuner. But they turned out being so successful, and they actually ran a race team for Mercedes, that Mercedes turned around and bought the company. Mercedes AMG division, which is the performance division of Mercedes.
And so you were able to, I think, visit over there and, again, kind of chronicle what
the history
they did,
and then,
right?
You know, they have some really interesting vehicles. They built their own car, which was the SLS Gullwing, about 10 years ago. Now they have the AMG GT, which is their own car. They build their own engines using one technician to put the engine together, which is kind of cool. And then they offered a hypercar. It was a limited production run, which actually took the Formula One engine and put it in a road car. Fabulous story about that. And all the other stuff that they tune, everything from G-Wagons to A-Class sedans. So it's a compelling story.
Yeah. Very, very cool. And that that book is out right now.
It's selling on Amazon. It's through Motorbooks. And I think you'll be able to find it in some bookstores, Barnes & Noble.
And remind us of the name of the book again, Matt.
It's called Mercedes AMG Race Bred Performance.
By Matt DiLorenzo, auto journalist par excellence and a frequent guest host on America on the Road. We'd love having Matt with us. I guess that wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. Makes a great Christmas gift. It's like crazy inexpensive right now. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road and, of course, when. America on the Road is available as a podcast, and we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show, and our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it, and to Matt DiLorenzo for so capably co-hosting as he normally does. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for having me on. It was great. I always enjoy being here.
I love it when you're with us. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We do appreciate it, and join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road. Hi, I'm Jack Arnie Redd, and I'd like to tell you about my newest crime novel,